Mishnah Hey, there's an important rule which is known as Ha'isik B'mitzvah Potrim Min HaMitzvah. One who is involved in doing one mitzvah is exempt from doing a different mitzvah. Therefore, one who is involved in a particular mitzvah is exempt from saying Kriyas Shema. And this is actually learnt from the parasha of Shema itself, because it says there that you should say Shema B'shivdcha B'veisecha, when you sit in your house. When you yourself are sitting for your own needs, and you're not doing something holy like a mitzvah, then you should say Kriyas Shema, implying that if it's not a sitting for your own benefit, rather you're doing a mitzvah, in such a scenario you would be exempt from saying Kriyas Shema. Now what our Mishnah is going to tell us is that even if you're not doing a mitzvah right now, but you're just distracted because of a mitzvah, even then you're going to be potter from doing another mitzvah, and in our case you're going to be potter from saying Kriyas Shema. And this is learnt from a V'lechtech L'Aderech. Again, it says when you are going on your way, which implies that if you're not doing something for yourself, you're not trying to benefit yourself, rather you did a mitzvah and you're being distracted and you can't concentrate as a result of the mitzvah, in that case you would not need to say Kriyas Shema. And the example of this which the Mishnah gives is Chasan, a groom, and we're referring specifically to a chasan who marries a woman who was never married before. And the halacha is that if somebody marries a woman thinking that she had never been married before and she never had any relations with anyone before, and then he comes to have relations with her and he finds out that actually she had previously had relations with somebody else, in that scenario the entire marriage is invalid. And because of that, for the first few days after one got married to a woman who he assumed had not been married before, he was sort of very worried that when he has relations with her, he'll find out that actually she had done this before, which would invalidate their entire marriage. Now, during times of the Mishnah, they got married on a Wednesday. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of Kesubos. But be it as it may, a chosan who has just married a woman who he assumes has not had relations before, potter mit Kriyas Shema b'layla harishayin, he's exempt from saying Kriyas Shema on the first day of the wedding, the first night, meaning the night of his marriage, and Motzei Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos. So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos night, Motzei Shabbos, on those four nights, until he has relations with her, he's very anxious and can't concentrate properly, and because this distraction came as a result of a mitzvah, of getting married and having children, because of that, he'll be exempt from saying Kriyas Shema. Im lo yasa maisa, if he hasn't yet had relations with her. But once he has relations with her, then he will know whether she has had relations before. And so from when he has had relations with her, he will now become obligated to say Kriyas Shema once more. Ma'aseh Rabban Gamliel, it once happened with Rabban Gamliel, shekara b'layla harishon shenasa. He actually did read Kriyas Shema on the first night that he got married. The night of his wedding, he still said Kriyas Shema. Omer Talmidov, his student said to him, lo limad ton rabbeinu, did you not teach us, our teacher, shechasen potter mit Kriyas Shema b'layla harishon, that a groom is exempt from saying Kriyas Shema on the first night of his marriage. So why did you say Kriyas Shema? Amar lahem, he replied to them, Eini shomea lachem levatel memeni malchus shomayim, afilu sho'achas. I am not going to listen to you to nullify and not to accept the kingship of Hashem, even for one moment, meaning it might be true that I'm exempt from saying Kriyas Shema, but I see Kriyas Shema as so fundamental and such an important part of my day, that even when I don't have to say it, I still say it in order to really accept Hashem's sovereignty over myself each day.